Well, some of the general managers whisper behind the scenes that they've got to educate their owners to understand, and the fans, that these big contracts may look good in print. They may show that the team is committed to trying to find the best players for the team, but later they bite you right in the butt.
Well, you know what happens is they go, especially when you go to the winter meetings. The winter meetings, and if I'll tell you, if Barry Bonds can show up at the winter meetings looking for a job, any player can. And that's what happens. They parade these players around in front of the media, around in front of the general managers. You have meetings, you call the agent up, you call the player, and you meet with both of them. And you say all those good things, but in the end, you got to come up with a contract for them. And it's tough for general managers when they want to try to improve their club. They go to the winter meetings thinking, and just as they did at the GM meetings, thinking either a trade or signing a free agent. But when the dollars go wild, you have to explain to your fans through the media and the media, and sometimes your owner, because the owner's ready to spend some money. You have to tell him, wait a minute, let's step back and look at reality here. This guy, if we signed him to that $10 million contract, there's a very good chance he could underperform that contract over the long run. He may give you 1 year or 2 years, but certainly not five or six. And the GMs try to do that, but sometimes the general managers take a look at the short run too, because if they take a look at the long run, they may not be around for the long run.
How much does it vary, Jim Beattie, from team to team? We know that George Steinbrenner is going to be very different from the Royals' ownership, certainly, but how much does it vary in terms of the personalities and how you approach each different owner?
Well, it depends on how involved each owner is. As you said, mentioned George Steinbrenner. I worked with an owner, Jeffrey Loria, who owns the Marlins now. He owned the Expos when I was with them. And these guys get very involved. They get involved where they directly deal with the agent. And the agents like that. They like to talk to ownership because they're the guys with the wallet. They're the guys with the cash. They don't have to talk to a general manager and have the general manager say, I'll get back to you. But the general manager has a much better feel for the market. And an owner may say, I want that guy. I don't care how much it costs. And that's why the agents like to go and talk to the owners directly. Now, certainly there are some ownership groups that aren't involved because they are exactly that. They aren't a single owner like a Steinbrenner, but they're a group that have to make decisions in meetings. And when that happens, things happen a little more slowly. And so the agents try to use it when you have an owner that likes to be involved. They like to cut through all of the talking that has to go on and go right to the guy with the wallet.